have a kaccha license and then commit mistakes instead of having a pakka license and then committing sins. Beautiful logic. On the face of it, beautiful logic. But I tell these people. And the best way for a dai to speak is agree with the argument and then prove them wrong. I tell them, I agree with you. That if a person having a temporary kaccha license, if he bangs up the car, the police say will give him a fine of 1,000 rupees. And suppose a person has a pakka license, a permanent license, and if he bangs up the car, the police, the law will fine him with 2,000 rupees. I agree with you. But if you analyze a person who knows how to drive the car, who has a permanent pakka license, the chances that he'll bang up the car in 1 year's time is say maybe once. But the chances the person who does not know how to drive the car and has a kaccha license, he may bang up the car 50 times in 1 year. So at the end of the year, the person having a pakka license pays a fine of only 2,000 rupees and the person having a kaccha license pays a fine of 50,000 rupees. We Muslims, we are expert in giving excuses. There are some Muslims who say that reading the Holy Quran in Arabic without translation is useless. The Holy Quran says in Surah Nisa chapter 4 verse 171, it says, "La taghlu fi dinikum," do not commit excesses in your religion. There are several verses in the Holy Quran as well as in the Hadith which clearly specify that even if you recite only the Arabic portion, surely you will get sawab. There's no doubt about it. Those who say that only reciting in Arabic without the translation is useless, they are absolutely wrong. There are several hadith, there are several Quranic verses which do say that you will get sawab if you recite the Holy Quran. The Quran also says in Surah An-Kabut, chapter 29, verse number 45, it says, "Utlu ma uya ilayka min al-kitabi," that recite of what we have revealed to you by inspiration. Means you will get sawab. And there are hadith even mentioned in Tirmidhi, hadith number 1003, which says that if anyone recites a single letter, the Prophet said, if anyone recites even a single letter of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will get blessings, which will be tenfold. And Alif, Lam, Mim is not one letter. Alif is one letter, Lam is one letter, and Mim is one letter. That means for every letter of the Holy Quran you recite, you get 10 sawab. For example, if you say Alif, Lam, Mim, you get 10, 10, 10, 30 sawab. There's no doubt about it. But I'm asking the question, that are these 10, 10, 10, 30 sawab sufficient to transport a human being to Jannah? The amount of mistakes we do throughout the day, the amount of sins we commit, do you think these 10, 10, 10 sawab is sufficient for you to be transported to Jannah? If you recite the Holy Quran and understand it and implement it in your life, inshallah, you will get multiple times more sawab. Multiple times more sawab. There are Muslims who do Khatmi Quran. In Ramadan, once, twice, 10 times, alhamdulillah, they will get the sawab. But I tell them that instead of reading the complete Quran only in Arabic without understanding twice, it's preferable to read it once along with the translation, along with understanding. You will get multiple times more sawab. Why? Because the beloved Prophet said, it's mentioned in Ibn Majah, chapter number 16, hadith number 219, that if a person, the Prophet said, learns one verse of the Holy Quran, it is better than offering 100 rakats of salah. If you learn, if you understand one verse of the Holy Quran, it is better than offering 100 rakats salah. And in every rakat minimum, you have to recite Surah Fatiha, which contains 7 verses. Therefore, in 100 rakats salah, you will have minimum 700 verses.